Mike, I want to play an interview we just did with Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev, and then we'll come back to you. I asked Mark Regev exactly what Israel's trying to accomplish here.
Our objective is ultimately defensive. We want to protect the civilian population in the southern part of Israel that's been on the receiving end of rocket after rocket launched by Hamas in Gaza. Now, up until now, we've hit the Hamas military machine from the air. Today, we started a ground operation. The idea is to neutralize the threat that is posed to the Israeli civilian population in the south of the country.
But this is not the first time the Israeli army has entered Gaza with the same aim of destroying Hamas's ability to launch these rockets into Israel. Clearly, it hasn't worked in the past. So what makes you think it'll work now?
I think we've learned from previous mistakes. I think we've thought this operation through clearly. We didn't want this operation, but when Hamas threw out the ceasefire, when Hamas launched a barrage of rockets against Israel that reached a crescendo on Christmas Day, when we had in one 24-hour period some 80 rockets and mortar shells and missiles fired into Israel, we had to respond, and we are.
But if so many of these rockets are launched from mobile launching pads, how does the Israeli army expect to get rid of them?
That's one of the reasons we've got this ground operation underway at the moment, to deal with some of those open areas where the majority of rockets fired against Israel have come from.
Now, hundreds of Palestinians, as you know, have been killed in Gaza, mostly militants, but civilians as well. Around the world, we've seen protesters decrying Israel's attacks on Gaza, and international pressure is mounting. When does this operation end?
This operation can end tomorrow. If we can be assured that the civilian population in the southern part of our country will no longer be on the receiving end of these terrible Hamas rockets. That's the bottom line. If Hamas understands that shooting rockets at Israeli civilians is ultimately counterproductive to their interests as a movement, we believe it's possible to bring quiet to the south.
But isn't Israel simply playing it into the hands of the very militants you say you're trying to stop?
On the contrary, we've seen in this crisis a growing gap between Hamas and the larger Arab world. Despite the natural tendency that's always there in times of conflict for the Arab world to close ranks, this time we've seen leaders from countries like Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, as well as the Palestinian leaders themselves, criticize Hamas. No one understands why Hamas threw out the ceasefire. People of Gaza, they want to live in peace. They don't want this violence, just as we didn't want this violence. No one knows the logic behind Hamas's behavior.
Mark Regev, I'm wondering if you can point to any example in recent history when similar Israeli attacks have made Israel more secure. I mean, this seems like a replay of Israel's invasion of Lebanon in 2006, which an internal Israeli report, government report, called a fiasco.
To be fair, since the end of our war in Lebanon in 2006, and I know there were mishaps, I know there were problems, but since that war was concluded, our northern frontier has been absolutely quiet. Hezbollah hasn't fired a single rocket into Israel. So if this operation in the south finished in a similar way, that wouldn't be the end of the world.
Mark Regev is a spokesman for the Israeli government. He joined us on the line from Jerusalem. Mark Regev, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Guy.